CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Couts, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. This is kind of crazy because we're already in the last Wednesday of the month, and I don't know what happened to June.
Nope, don't know. I absolutely agree with you. But that's living in the – well, is Toronto – would you consider Toronto Midwest?
Oh, no.
Toronto's
– kind of east.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Yeah. But living Midwest or in the east, it definitely is short. We have short summers.
Yeah. Oh, well, for sure we do. But it just seems like the month has gone by. Anyway, so we have Jennifer Couts with us, our dream analyst. Jennifer can be found at theartfulsoul.org, theartfulsoul.org, where she talks about her poetry probably more than she does her dream. But that's okay, because you can still contact her there to talk to her about your dreams, which is what we're going to do today. We've decided to talk about believing in your dreams, which is an awesome topic. And Jennifer is really good at assisting people with their dreams and helping them understand. So if you have any dreams you want to connect with us, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send in an instant feedback. It's a little bit more challenging to assist with dreams on an instant feedback just because there's a lot of questions that we have. When you do tell us the dream, then if you want to do instant feedback, be clear about how you were feeling in the dream. So as the things were happening, how you were feeling. But it is much better if you call us and we can assist you. So, believing in your dreams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the word believe, we hear it a lot in other self-help programs and different things. And I've often struggled with it myself. But one thing with dreams, are we believing in our daydreams? What dreams are we believing in? So in this show, we're talking about the dreams that we have when we're sleeping at night. But also, do those coincide with the dreams that we actually have for ourselves? Those dreams that we call daydreams, the ones that we think about when we're planning our life and how we think that our life should unfold. And I think that can be where we're really, that how we really view our life and how we view dreams, and how we view our self-concept or identity is really how we can go forward in life and really understand the dreams that we want to have for ourselves. Because everybody has a story and a family history that they're born into. And so that has a huge impact on how we can go forward. Some people that we see, don't let anything stop them. They're born into family situations, and their story that they're born into sometimes propels people in going forward with their dreams. And I think that's where the discussion between what is living inside us and that soul yearning that we have sometimes can propel us so far past whatever identity or, reality that we find ourselves. So the thing, too, is if, let's say, we're not being propelled into the direction that we want to go, maybe we're not really in sync or in line with what our soul's motivation is, and that's why things are not lining up. And that is a big reason, why I really believe in looking at your dreams and seeing, it's guidance. It tells you, you know, who you really are, who your true authentic self is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in a sense, both of them are equally important, but one is what you're consciously desiring.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one is, what you're thinking about, and often it's our unconscious that is what's preventing us from achieving those conscious goals and dreams, which is why the night dreams are so important, because they will often be, you know, the guide to assisting us in understanding, you know, what it could be that is holding us back.
Yes, absolutely. Because there it is. It's a double-edged sword because, like you said, the subconscious. So there's things in our subconscious that are there that can help us, propel us, you know, deep hidden spiritual desires and a soul that is extremely powerful. Mm. But it also, we have, like you said, we have within us subconsciously blocks or things that do not allow us to actually believe, and there's that word believe, in who we are.
Right.
And so when I realize with certain things that believing in my dreams or different things, and I have to tell you, a lot of things that I've dreamt about and different things, and I still don't. I'm like, not too sure. We talk a lot about symbolism and archetypal symbols that come to us. And I talk a lot about having relationship with those symbols because they are literally living entities. Believing actually means that you don't have to actually think about it anymore. You're literally living and breathing what you know to be true instead. And sometimes it takes, some people I think can be born into that. You know, I believe that's the Mozart's, you know, those, right. You know, it's just so powerful. It just takes over and stuff like that. But, the aspect, how much do you believe in yourself and how much do you believe in the world? Do you have to believe that the world believes in you first before you can believe in yourself? Do you have to have certain circumstances be a certain way for you to believe in yourself? Or can you intrinsically just go in and believe in yourself and not care about what anybody else says or does? I think that has a huge impact on, you know, of moving yourself forward. And so believing in yourself really is something that you can eat, you're breathing, and nobody can talk you out of it. You know who you are, and you carry a certain level of confidence. It's not arrogance. I don't believe it's arrogance, right. But it's something that you know yourself to be. So, that's a great place to live by. You know, it's a foundation, and it can propel you into, you know, a beautiful life.
You know, I think, you know, some of us, most of us, would have some things that we can totally believe in. Like,
absolutely.
I believe in my intuition, especially when I'm working with other people. When I do it for myself, not so much, but, right. You know, but if I'm doing it for someone else, I have no agenda. I have, you know, it doesn't have any significance to me in my own personal journey unless I'm connecting it, which I often do. But I know that my intuition is strong and that's, you know, that's who I am and what I do. And I know that that's positive. I also, you know, have a deep faith in something higher than who I am, and that part of that resides within me. And there's also, you know, outside of me. But when it comes to, you know, some of the more intricate, you know, knowing that I'm divine, you know, I was given a great ritual last week on, you know, taking a photo and creating an altar and bowing to that photo every,
nice.
Every day. And, you know, saying, I see you, I know you are divine, I love you and I respect you. And, you know, that's a powerful thing because I've always struggled with the whole self-love concept, not in that it's, you know, arrogant or conceit, but not really knowing how to do it.
Right.
So this is an exercise that's extremely powerful that I think may actually assist in that area, because it's something that one I'd never thought about before, and there's an incredible amount of power to it. So it's believing in yourself becomes, you know, it's through our experiences, whether we have positive experience or negative experience, and where we are at this point in our life. And, you know, because I've had more confidence in other times in my life than I have in the last few years, per se.
Sure. And,
you know? Yeah.
And what I'm hearing and is very true. 'Cause I mean, even when you're in the process of believing in yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean that you start, just like what you said, is just you go through, you know, fake it yes. till you make it. The thing is, within the action, you're building, like you said, with a ritual, you are building muscles that says, just like you are working out. And when you work out and you build the strength and to carry yourself forward. And I think, too, what we're looking for is that feeling of, yes, okay, now I know what that feels like. And I'm sure, you know, through that ritual, you're gaining that every day that you do that. That's absolutely beautiful. I think, too, the fact that for me, and I know I believe in my dreams, I don't always understand what they're trying to say, but in the fact that I have been following them for as long as I have and listening, that in and of itself is something where then the universe pays attention and says, oh, you know, they're listening. And then you begin, you know, it's a process just like anything else. It's although some things, you know, I think we do, again, we each live on such individual journeys. And what we're trying to accomplish here or learn is so different for each individual. The person that comes fully, their gifts fully blossoming, may have relationship issues that they need to be working on, that's, you know, something totally different where that, you know, area works for them. And yet there's another area that they're learning to work on in life and stuff like that. So, but believing in yourself does definitely come with, work and perseverance and a level of getting to a point where you really feel confident in who you are, regardless of the outcome.
Right. Yeah. It's, I think it's a process. I think we all kind of have to, I guess, decide what's important to each of us, because I think it varies for everybody. Not everybody
absolutely.
Wants.
Absolutely.
Know, is looking for divination in this life or
right.
enlightenment or, you know, yeah. So, I mean, it's everyone has their own, I guess, their own choices and growth of what they're wanting to move to. And looks like we have an instant feedback. What I probably will happen, Kathy, is we'll discuss it at break, and we may have some more questions for you. This is what it says so far, so maybe we can even give her questions now. She had a dream that she was pregnant, and when she was close to giving birth, realized the baby hadn't moved and that it was dead. I've had this type of dream before, but the baby or babies never died. So this is something that is died within you, something, and so she's feeling frustrated because she seems to be sabotaging herself whenever she tries to change something and she doesn't know why. Okay, so yeah, I would say that, you know, a dream has died or something within you, have you've lost kind of hope in something. Do you have anything that you've been trying to create or birth, or and maybe you can send us some more instant feedback before we
what are you trying to change,
yeah,
and why do you feel you're sabotaging, what are the sabotaging behaviors that you're doing? I think that's important.
Okay.
But I definitely, that's some powerful symbolism there.
Definitely. Definitely. We're going to go to our first break, though. So, Kathy, send in some more answers, and we will answer it when we get back. We're going to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Jennifer Kautz with us, who is our dream analyst. You can find out more about Jennifer at theartfulsoul.org. That's theartfulsoul.org. If you have any questions and you want to have a dream analyzed, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Thursday on New Sky Radio. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, it's the Jane Wilkins Michael Show. Jane has helped change lives by encouraging listeners and readers to become better than before. Coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with Dr. Pat. At 3 p.m. Eastern, step into the Spirit Salon with Laura Lee, the sane psychic. Joyce Jackson is on at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing sanity when love feels a bit crazy. Let Joyce Jackson help you ride the roller coaster of love with style. Kathy is in with host Kathy DeBono at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You won't want to miss a minute of the crazy fun with Kathy and her friends. Coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern, Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Forrest have the answers to life's most pressing questions. Yours on Answers with the Astro Bag Lady. Get the latest from the stars with Zoe Moon and the Zoe Moon Astrology Show at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com, powered by CBS Radio.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Coutts. And Jennifer's our dream analyst and can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. We've been talking about believing in your dreams. We have an instant feedback from Kathy, and I had a feeling that that was you, Kathy. At the area that Kathy feels she's sabotaging herself is this weight loss program, which is a great program. I understand where you're coming from. She doesn't know what she needs to do in order to succeed. She's having a hard time motivating herself to clean house, do gardening. Oh, I'm so there. I don't know why I can't seem to get moving. It's not just laziness. And of course, it's not just laziness. There's a lot of things going on. So I'm going to ask you, and I, just because the dream is so significant, and I don't think the dream is about you wanting to lose weight, I'm actually feeling that there is something in your life, Kathy, that it was a dream of yours that you have either lost hope in or lost faith in, or just there's something that it's deeper. It's an emotional thing. And until the emotional thing is addressed, I think that's why you're sabotaging yourself. I think there's something on a very deep level that is,
yep, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Lori. Because also the weight loss and struggling with weight and energy is normally a symptom of something, you know, a little bit deeper. And the fact that, I mean, that's a significant dream. A baby is a creative endeavor and, or something that's been, is trying to be birthed through you, and for that baby to then finally, you're having the feeling that it died. In your dream, it did die. Now, for me, I would ask you to go back and do a creative visualization and actually go into the dream and resuscitate the baby. Go in and ask the baby what it needs. You know, why is it feeling that? Why did it die? You know, what is the nourishment that it needs? You have to get into the feeling of what that baby is trying to tell you and where it is in your body. So, because that's what it's asking for. There's something pretty, it's pretty significant. Mm-hmm. And these are things too that I find I'm telling people, I have my own dream analyst. Some dreams can be pretty, you know, you look at them and stuff like that. But the thing too is it's much easier for me to go to somebody else and them take me to a place of getting into the dream symbolism and the feelings. And sometimes it is easier to go through, have a coach, have somebody go through the process with you. That way you, lose control a little bit and allow the process to take hold. But Lori, I feel you are dead on.
Yeah, it's just there's some deeper thing that some dream that you've sort of just sort of either let's like it's died inside of you. It's so you know, start thinking about some of the things you used to think about, and because the weight is just a symptom, and once you get that, I mean, yes, you can change the story in your meditation, and you can do all of those things. And I know you know all of that stuff, and it's not so much a matter of, you know, sabotaging. It's there's just some emotional, I don't want to say baggage. There's just something emotional that's not getting expressed that really truly needs to have a voice.
Absolutely. Yeah, because that's emotions get trapped, and then that's usually where we become pretty lethargic. When energy becomes trapped and we, you know, it's sucking the lifeblood out of you. So there's that, you know, the death, like with the death of the baby, you don't feel like you can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be very debilitating.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I feel I have a great deal of empathy for that. That's a really hard place to be. But the thing is you, there are tools, there is an ability, there are people that are there out to help you. Mm-hmm. And so if you're willing to go deep, the dream took you deep. So it must feel that you're ready, because it would not have come to you if it was not felt that you weren't ready to have that message. So
connect with one of us, and Jennifer can definitely help you, you know, explore deeper into that. And, yeah, I hope that helps, Kathy. I know that I had this amazing dream. It wasn't that long ago, but I think it was closer to when Neptune was actually going retrograde. I've had the dream before where I'm, you know, in taking classes, and then all of a sudden realize that I'm getting close to the end of the year and I haven't gone to class at all. And all of a sudden I just went, Lori, you haven't gone to school in a really, really long time. You've graduated. You have a degree. You don't actually need this course. So whatever you're going through right now, you can let it go because you don't really need this. And I just shifted the whole thing. And it was like, well, isn't that interesting?
Now, so this was in the dream?
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. I was like,
wow. That's a big conscious. You literally had a consciousness shift in your dream.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
I know.
So you probably woke up with a really good feeling.
I did. Well, it was just even in the dream I had a good feeling because the whole dream shifted as soon as I went, wait a minute, you don't need this course. I don't know what you're taking, but, you know, it would be fun to take it, but take it for the fun of it because you don't need it. You've already graduated. You already have a degree. You haven't gone to school in years. So, hello.
So this sounds also like it was a type of a lucid dream. Mm-hmm. Too, because you are talking to yourself within the dream,
right?
So, you know, in your waking state in the dream, you're saying that you don't need it, so that you consciously know. So that's a belief dream,
right? And it was also, you know, just have fun with it. Why are you worried about it?
Right, absolutely.
You know, and that's one of my things is like, you know, this, our life, we make it so difficult and so.
We make it so serious.
I know.
I do the exact same thing. I do the exact same thing. Yeah.
Right? We're supposed to be having more fun. Let's have some fun. And it was funny too. Somebody had mentioned, quite recently that, I used to have a lot of apocalyptic type dreams, and we've talked about those before. But since December 21st, somebody said that the possibility of an apocalypse is never going to happen now. And I realized that I haven't had any since then.
Wow.
Like
that's
I haven't
huge.
Had, yeah. It's like, oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I know with my dreams, I have felt a deep shift. And yet, but there, and I really believe things are shifting. I think some of my, and I was sharing with Lori that the symbolism that I've had have been very positive symbolisms. There's been celebration and different things and walking through doors and to sunlight and stuff like that. And yet I believe, and this is some of the things that happens when we dream, is we still as human beings have quite an ego nature that doesn't want to let go of the concepts that we've held for ourselves as far as the world identity. And often it takes a lot to break through those cultural identities, the ones that the housewives of LA hold up to be, you know, near and dear to what everybody should strive for. And so we have so many false identities. And sometimes I also believe that we get really comfortable in the ego. Not having a healthy ego is wonderful. You know, it grounds us, you know, to this time and space that we're in. But you know, what aspects of our ego do we find limit ourselves and sometimes of letting go to something that's a little bit more, I believe we do cross over when we, grasp our soul's identity. I do believe there is what do you call it? You know, it's a no turning back. You know, you're going in a different direction a little bit. So, but that's powerful. That's a wonderful dream.
Yeah, I was kind of proud of myself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just like, yeah.
It's like, oh.
You graduated.
I shifted something completely. I probably won't have a dream like that again. I might, but, you know, I might not.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that must have been something like similar to Kathy. It's obviously something that, because I've dreamt, I mean, I dream that a lot, and I know that it has something to do with, you know, maybe not feeling like I'm doing enough, or maybe feeling like, because there's the sense of helplessness when you come, like when you're, you know, in the dream of not having even gone to any classes. How can you do an exam? How can you do anything? You know, that sense of, you know, helplessness. It's like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? Now I'm going to fail. I guess that's the word. It's don't want to fail. Don't want to fail out in my life. So maybe I finally shifted something there. But yes, we need to go to our next break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Couts. Jennifer's with us every last Wednesday of the month. She can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. You've been listening on Intuitive Soul. If you have a question, you have a dream, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Jennifer Couts. Jennifer is our dream analyst. Lots of education in this area and really is... you know, really opening our heart to assist people to understand, you know, that part of our consciousness that we're trying to grow and evolve in. And it's, you know, it's the area of dreams is so important. And I know I always say that a lot, but I really do believe that. And to find out more about Jennifer, you can find her on the web at theartfulsoul.org. That's theartfulsoul.org. And we're talking about believing in our dreams.
Well, and as you were talking, I even reflect on the fact that I've been following my dreams for so long, and that how this opportunity for me, for how you and I met, and for even this opportunity for me to have this forum to talk about dreams is something that just kind of happened. I did not plan it. It was like things aligned beautifully, I don't know how that happened, but it did. But I truly believe, because this is something that I have lived and breathed for like every day for like 15 years. And so, but I never thought about what would come of it. I just, it's something that I did, and it's a part of myself. So, I mean, I'm using that example. If you're a writer, look at J.K. Rowling's. She was in England. She was poor. She just continued to write, and because she believed it. She didn't just write when she thought that something would become big. She was a writer, and she believed in herself, and she continued to hone her craft. So I believe that if you just embrace who you are and not what the world thinks you should be, I will say that over and over again. And I really believe that life isn't about, it isn't even about getting big. It's not even about becoming a J.K. Rowling. I just believe it's having a contentment with who you are, and finding the beauty in everyday life and connecting to nature. I really believe we've been given quite a gift of living on this planet with such beautiful nature and stuff. And I believe, you know, that we're here to highlight our unique gifts and talents and just to offer those to the world or to your community.
I think it's important. I mean, the piece that you brought up is, you know, being authentically who you are. Like, don't try to be somebody that somebody else wants you to be. Be you. And there's always, you know, that's a gift no matter what it is. It's still, you know, there will be something that will come out of it. And whatever that is that's who you are.
Absolutely. And the thing, too, about when we dream, like what I believe who just wrote in, was it? Kathy. The baby, the symbolism of a baby that comes into dreams. Normally it is a creative process or different things. But you got to remember, the baby that was born into her dream is a totally different symbol, and it has a totally different meaning for her than it would for somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's so amazing. And when I get into studying our dreams and the living symbolism that lives within in us, we are connected to a really unbelievable, intelligent, amazing, you know, universe. And our dreams are a part of that. And it's a guidepost for us to understand, you know, where we came from and who we are. And it's just, I believe that this is just the beginning. I mean, obviously indigenous cultures and many cultures have been studying their dreams forever and have that aspect. I know there's indigenous cultures that actually believe more in their dream life than they do the waking life, but their spiritual reality is much larger than ours. Their spiritual reality is just huge. They understand the universe much more than we do. So it's just really exciting. I think that's one thing that just recently happened for me too, is just to know, it's from belief to knowing is a big thing, or faith. And faith is a belief in something maybe that you also don't see. And with that faith and continually having that faith and gratefulness for life, I believe grace is when, you know, synchronicities and grace can come in and bring beauty and favor to you, even in extreme difficult situations. But I have a belief that, you know, intrinsically being connected to nature, we as human beings, I don't see it as in having communication with nature now that I've had so much ability of communicating with my dreams. Now it's not a weird thing anymore. It's just, I really see it as a basic level of that's who we are as human beings, and it should be something very natural. When we take that step toward embracing who we are as human beings and seeing that aspect of ourselves as also being part of the earth and having an actual instinctual nature like the earth does, I really believe that we'll start turning the, you know, our situation with ecological, our relationship with the earth around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny this week that this, or last week, the same, session that I had with, we talked about being connected into the old paradigm of the earth, which is still very toxic right now and still, sure. Full of pain because everybody's changing and they're so, to connect in actually with the new earth, so the different vibration from a different dimension, to connect in with that instead of being, because we're so sensitive, connecting in with the old stuff and having all that toxic waste kind of getting stuck in our own bodies, which I think, you know, we tend to do because we're, you know, that's, it's the unconscious of the planet, yes. that we get kind of caught up in, and because it feels familiar and it, because, you know, we're all creatures of habit, instead of, you know, embracing change, we kind of get stuck and settle and maybe not even realize how much damage that can be done. But so making a conscious effort to connect in with, you know, the new paradigm, the new creation of Earth that has already been, you know, fully embraced and in this world just hasn't manifested quite the way it's going to yet, but to connect in with that instead of the old paradigm. And I think that could be very powerful as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think too, it takes a conscious effort to, because we have been so, you know, culturized, I mean, especially our generation, you know, with fast food, chemicals, growing our foods with chemicals.
GMO.
I mean, and it's all hitting the fan right now. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with the level of disease that we are seeing within the human bodies, you know, there's just so, and I think even, you know, I've woken up a few times, and that, meaning an awareness as I'm riding on the freeway, and I've kind of seen, I go, and this is intelligent civilization, cement everywhere with buildings that has, you know, there's just no beauty in it whatsoever. It is just, you know, getting from point A to B and, you know, the rat race and different things and stuff like that. So, it's just, you know, looking at the industrialized, way of doing things is not, there's a term called, I've been reading, his name is, Thomas Berry. Yeah. And he's a theologian and he writes beautifully about the universe's story and our connection with it and stuff. And he calls it like we're in a techno where there's a certain level. We're kind of splitting. We've got half that wants to go to the ecozeric future, which is more ecology based and without, you know, localized food and fresh food and stuff like that. And so, but then we still have the technozoic, where that's the Silicon Valley. That's the ones that want, you know, everything to be high tech, you know, ignoring what is going on in the rest of the world and nature and how it impacts communities and lives and different things. So it's really, really interesting, reading in a philosophical level, but you can see both of them going on and existing at the same, and it's going to be really interesting to see how we move forward.
Does he recommend bridging the two? I mean, there has to be a way of bridging the two.
I agree. Hopefully, you know, we have so many, we have some amazing, smart individuals.
Yes.
We really do. But right now we have allowed the world to be very controlled by some very powerful,
not so
people.
Smart.
not so, they're just very greedy, very short-sighted people. And you know, I believe in the human spirit. But it's not going to be without pain.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff, but it is, but that's how I know, tend to look inner. I don't look too much, you know, it's good to be aware, but it's also, that's where go in, because all the answers are inside, they're waiting for you to ask.
All right. So that will lead us into our last break of the show. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. If you do have a dream, you want to get it in before our last, the end of the show, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
New Sky Radio. com. Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. I have Jennifer Kautz with us. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. She also will be back with us on July 31st. It won't be a live show because she's got some family obligations, but it will definitely be a fun show. It always is. I love talking about dreams because I think it's so important. We've been talking about believing in your dreams. So where are we going with that?
First, to believe in your dreams too, you do have to watch them. You do have to pay attention to them. You have to try to capture them.
You know, I think it's important for us to be aware of both dreams. Both are dreams of what we're consciously trying to create. And then look to our evening dreams. You know, that's always been the one thing that I do believe in with regards to dreams, is that if you ask a question that night, like if you put like a question under your bed, yes, or under your pillow, that you will get an answer. And so then
absolutely,
be aware of the dreams that come. And that's when Jennifer is ideal, because then you can really look at how to combine your conscious dreams, what you're wanting to create, with what's going on in your unconscious.
Right, because your unconscious will say, okay, you're wanting this, this, and this, but this is what's really going on, this, this, and this, and this is who you really are, this, 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 and this.
Right.
So, or will, just like with what happened with you, Lori, or will confirm. I've had that happen a lot, where certain things happen, and then I have a dream afterward that confirms what my experience was, too. I mean, it is, your dreams are there to be right next to you. So it is. Number one is just hopefully you can start paying attention to them, start writing things down. And what I always stress, and like what Lori's been doing, too, as far as creating a ritual, ritual is huge. Ritual at bedtime is huge. It amplifies. The universe hears rituals. It is the humanity, and I believe that is another reason why we are suffering so much. We have lost an awe-ness of the forces in the universe, and we used to always, in our ancient history, have ritual. That's how churches now have so much ritual and stuff, but I believe we have really lost the meaning behind it. So I would highly recommend a ritual, whether it be lighting a candle, saying a rosary or a mantra, or, you know, having a water ritual, anything. I can help construct a ritual for you depending upon, you know, your situation. Lori can do the same thing. Highly recommend it. I really believe that's how I had suggested a water ritual, the last show, and I really, I feel the groundedness and connectedness from the rituals that I've been doing, with nature and with a lot of the artistry that's being, that I'm an artist, I'm a poet, and that's amplified. My poetry's amplified, and some of my dream symbolisms and stuff like that. So I highly recommend it. It's really meaningful.
Hmm. Well, it's just so empowering, because it gets us out of the mundane, which is,
yes,
usually when we're stuck in, you know, living life just.
This,
you know,
is a mundane world. We've really constructed. People seem to be really proud of what we've constructed, and we've lost the richness of community and celebration,
yeah,
and dance and the that. I agree with you.
Yeah. And it brings, like a ritual brings the divine back to us. Like it's
yes,
something, as long as, you know, as long as you can get that openness, and it's not just, you know, it's not just doing your rosary, or, you know, it only works when there is empowerment in it. So if it's just something you're doing because you think you have to, then it's not, there's no significance in it. But if you do the rosary with grace and pride and open-heartedness, and, you know, because it's, you know, full of love, then it has meaning. But these are the things that we've kind of lost touch with.
Yeah, that's just like approaching the roles that we play in our life. If we're a mother, how do we embrace our children? Are we going through the day just trying to get through it? Or are you really embracing and loving your children or your spouse or
your
home or your pets or your home, and bring reverence to our days? And if it's not reflecting that, then how do we change it to reflect, you know, that in and of itself is a holy, you know, divine, holy journey, to make that your living space to be something that is honorable and loving. And I think that in and of itself is wonderful.
Well, I think of all the things that, you know, I don't collect a lot of things, but I have things that I think, oh, well, when I have guests over, you know, I'll light candles then, or I'll, you know, like, it's so silly because
right,
we can do those things now. Like, I have so many candles that there'd be no way that I
can. Right. Burn them. Yeah. Yeah. Do it for yourself. Because that's the first part of loving yourself is setting the china for you, you know, and setting a table and sitting down and enjoying yourself and what you deserve. And absolutely. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so I've started doing that, but that was part of the altar thing. You know, it's amazing because, you know, altar, it's not a sacrificial thing. It's you know, setting up to offer divinity. It's setting up to make you feel like you're, you know. So, I really believe in rituals, whatever they are. But
absolutely, absolutely. That's and that's too the food that we prepare for ourselves. Mm-hmm. If we view ourselves as an altar or as an offering, if we want to be divine vessels, I mean, what are we putting into our bodies? You can take it to, you know, but take baby steps too. Don't, try rearranging everything. I think you just have to make an honest attempt to, be mindful of how life is going and the energy that's being brought to it. And trust me, you know, because I had one of those last week where it's just like the energy was really crazy. And you have to take an honest effort and look at, you know, okay, what can I do to change it?
Right.
So, I'll always go back to my dreams. Your dreams will always guide for me. Mm-hmm. And for somebody else, it can have dreams occasionally, but still, they're all the same principles.
Yeah. All right. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul. Thank you, Jennifer. I love having you on the show.
Thanks, Lori. Love talking to you.
You can find out more about Jennifer at her website, theartfulsoul.org. If you have a dream, she will definitely, the first one is free, so contact her and discuss your dream with her. You can go into a lot more detail when you have all the information you need. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.